Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Let me get Eric, because Eric was hanging on during the break to talk about something. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Greg. Good morning. How are you? Hi, everybody.
What's up,
hey,
Eric?
Man.
What's up?
I was trying to get back to you before the commercial break about when it got evil to be rich, and there are two flashpoints where that took place. One was when Joe the Plumber told Obama that, you know, his principles wouldn't work, and Obama says, I want to redistribute the wealth. And then the second one was the National Prayer Breakfast with Dr. Ben Carson. I don't know if you ever saw that. But
no.
Carson's talking about, he quotes the Bible, and he says, if you have some money, you kick in 10%. So he works his way up the food chain, and he says, if you have $1 billion, you put in $100 million. And he says, I can hear you all saying it now, but that doesn't punish the guy with $1 billion. And he looks at Obama and says, who says he has to be punished? And 2 weeks later, Obama audits them. That's when it all started.
Well, I don't want to get into a big dramatic thing, but it is interesting to me that it is a negative to people. I'm always up for discussing anything, and I always hope that people enjoy that, because I think there's a lot. There's way less discussion that happens now in this country because people can't bring themselves to not be offended if somebody doesn't have the same opinion as them. You know, if they hear a different opinion, they need to go into a safe space. So I just don't, you know, if you looked in a lot of places today, you would hear that it is a negative that the president-elect is selecting the richest cabinet in the history of presidential politics. And I don't know
why.
Well,
clearly they know what they're doing when it comes to money.
I don't
it has nothing to do with taking advantage of the poor people.
I don't understand why that's a bad thing. Like,
the problem
wouldn't you want, we're deeply in debt.
Yeah.
If you had a company that was in horrible debt and had to keep going back to their customers, the taxpayers, and asking for more money over and over and over again in ever-increasing amounts, wouldn't you want to bring in somebody who has been successful to try to fix things? But that's a negative to people.
Have they done a study of how much more richer are these guys than the super duper rich politicians that are in place now?
Well, I don't think. I mean, I don't know.
You
got
to get the net worth of the guys and the people in the cabinet now and compare it. I mean, because. I mean, look at the Clintons. You know, $300 million.
But the Clintons, they got rich after the presidency.
Really?
Yes, okay. they did.
Okay.
Here's a text that says there was a time in this country when people looked up to people like the Rockefellers. Now there may be some who say yes, that was a horrible. I mean, maybe for many that was a horrible thing or whatever, but. It's just an interesting study to me in what people want and a lot of it obviously depends on where you are. I mean, you know, you go around a lot of the country is completely different when it comes to the experience that we might have here.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Here in Massachusetts,
100%, 100%.
So
great series to catch that. The men who built America. I think it was called.
Oh,
it was
seen that. Oh, is that about like the Rockefellers and
Yeah, it's crazy cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, if you go, it's always very interesting to go down to Newport and check out those.
First Newport mention of the day comes from
I wanted to get a Newport reference in, but LB, when you go to Newport, you probably take a gander at the mansions.
They do the Great Gatsby down there. Great long weekend.
Hey, kid, I can't commit. I twisted my ankle on the cliff walk.
Hello, Carrie.
Hey, guys. Morning.
What's up, Carrie?
Hi. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold, but I want to chime in about how you guys are determining if these guys are successful. So basically, and we all know this, like when a company is in trouble, the owners or the board members. They'll either do massive layoffs or they'll sell off the company in pieces, and their money's protected. But now you have an unemployment rate that goes up. So you can't just say, oh, these guys are successful. They've had successful businesses. Well, yeah, their business, their personal business has been successful. But that doesn't mean everybody underneath them has walked away with success.
Well, but I think the person who generally puts their whole entire, like, life savings or reputation at risk to start a company should certainly be the one who gets the rewards from it. Would you disagree on that?
No, I don't. And I mean, I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I'm in real estate. I own my own business as well.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, I want to be as successful and create jobs and all that. But these guys are in a different level. And when you get to such a level, you really have to. And like you were saying, if you don't have the same opinion as somebody else, they're, you know, they freak. But what I'm saying is things are not, nowadays, things are not as simple as these, like, little one-off sentences at the top. Oh, they're successful. Well, there's many, many items that go, you know, to create that success. And it might not have always been pretty. So we can't always look at that. And with the housing market, especially back in, you know, the early 2000s, you know, people are starting to freak out about how the interest rates are going to change. And the same guys that, you know, were pretty much involved in why it went so bad, yeah, well, now they're at the front table. So, yeah, I mean, people are saying, yeah, they're loaded. They have money. Their businesses was successful. But they were also protected when they did things that were wrong. So, detailed conversation.
Yeah, oh, no, it's obviously a very detailed conversation, we're up against the clock on having it, but I will say this, when you say people are starting to freak out, there may be some people that you see that are starting to freak out, but when you look at the economy over in the days and weeks since the election, and you talk to business people, it's gone absolutely bonkers.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, there are lots of people, they may not be living here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but there are lots of people who are excited about the opportunity to have those who have a business background take a shot at running the country. And I think that that might be what's interesting to some people, and that's why they're encouraged. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Good morning.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey, I try to stay out of politics, but I just really quick. I think it's kind of interesting. I'm a small business owner. I actually about 2 or 3 months ago put almost every penny I have to my name into starting a company. I started a trucking company. I went out. I sold my personal vehicle. I bought a tractor trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been driving trucks for about 6 years now, and in a lot of ways, I kind of see the country in a similar position where we almost have to throw a Hail Mary and, kind of go for it. And it's only going to work if everyone's on board and everybody puts away the negative attitude. I'm not going to say who I voted for, how I feel about things like that, because I try to stay out of that. But it is what it is. It happened. And the only way we're going to come out of this on top is if we all pitch in and we come together with an agreement and stop bickering and fighting about the little nitty-gritty of stuff and give everything a chance.
No, there you go. That's a good attitude. A good attitude.
Right.
All right. Sun is out, and it's going to get all the way up to 58 for a high today. How about that?
That's awesome, man.
Now, speaking of pitching in and working together, the WAAF Rock for Change gets underway on Wednesday.
Nice.
This is our annual benefit for the Greater Boston Food Bank, and we will be on the air for 3 days straight taking your donations and, of course, your song requests. You pay, and we play. So we'll play any song. We were talking about Bieber on the show earlier.
Yeah.
And about how Bieber has turned on Instagram, says it's hell. Because he gets all those direct message requests, and he has to try to answer all those direct message requests. We'll play Bieber if you're willing to make a donation that is suitable. We'll play Bob Dylan. Mm. Bob Dylan's in the news today because Bob Dylan will not be joining the president at the White House as he honors the Nobel laureates.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan is a guy who just doesn't really like, he's like
no,
you.
Yeah.
He doesn't like people.
I'm out.
He doesn't like going anywhere.
Put it in the mail.
But he's
seriously,
even,
yeah. Just UPS it, right. Put some bubble wrap.
He's even saying no to the president. So it doesn't matter what genre you want. If you want to hear Sea of Love by Bobby Darin, which many are still singing due to the ear moth the other day, then we will play it. And that's 3 days straight.
Yep.
Yacht Rock, you want Yacht Rock?
Yeah, because people are usually good to call in to request a song for me to pay for it, so yes, I got to come up with my Yacht Rock list.
MASH theme song?
Yes, we'll do the MASH theme song.
Suicide is Painless?
Yes, yes.
For 500.
Lyrics or no lyrics?
No lyrics, so okay. You can relax. Close your eyes.
So you could call to hear any song you want, but you're going to have to haggle with me on what the price is, and of course, when you pay your price, it is a donation to the Greater Boston Food Bank. So,
what about an ASMR video? Does that count?
we can do
$5,000 for the crinkle paper.
We will do whatever you want as long as you're willing to donate. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
What's
up?
What's going on, Jackie?
I don't mean to derail your conversation. I just wanted to move back towards the small business.
Okay, go ahead. Real quick here.
Really quick. I've been looking into, since question four passed and since we have medical marijuana in the state, I've been looking into opening a retail location for that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the prereqs for this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to have $500,000 liquid just to be part of the application process.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't understand this whole mentality of if someone works their whole life to save up $500,000 to open a retail location and it fails, there's really no safety net for them.
No.
There's no system to prevent you from losing your entire life savings on that gamble.
No. But I don't know that gamble is oftentimes appreciated. I think until people take that gamble and say, all right, I'm taking my life savings and I have a passion and I'm going to create a business. And when times are bad, I'm still going to pay everybody. But when times are good, I'm going to reap the rewards of that and take that money because I was paying everybody. Put it this way, there's not a lot of employees when a business is struggling. There's not a lot of them who come and say, you know what, don't pay me this week.
Don't pay.
You know what I mean? So I think it's hard, and that's why. I don't look at the cabinet and go, wow, this is the richest cabinet in the history of cabinets. How horrible is that for the country? I say, well, I think it could be great. It could be something that's really, really, really different and really unique. Hello, John.
Washington, Rich, Franklin, Rich, Hancock,
yes.
Rich.
Yes.
Our life, our liberties, our happiness, our freedom. Riches.
Yeah.
Rich.
They were all rich.
Not people.
Well, no, that's why if you haven't watched that series about I think it's probably the five richest men and families in America that saved this country during the Depression.
During the Depression,
The billions.
J.P. Morgan.
Yes. What would be billions of dollars poured into the people of America to keep this country and make it what it is today? You'll be blown away.
Yeah.
A lot of shenanigans went on, too, as well.
Well, of course.
A lot of shenanigans.
Yes, there were.
Yep.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.